man with romantic moods. And hey, rock and roll.
Hi there, nice to be with you. Happy you could stick around.
Put on the record, let's go. dropout. As I'm a dropout.
Back to 1967 there for the Dave Clark 5 and one of their later singles, 19 Days. And even though the hits stopped coming, they kept putting out a bunch of really cool records in the latter half of the decade. Before that, from Australia, one of the all-time great Australian rock and roll bands, the Beasts of Bourbon, from their debut album, The Axeman's Jazz, circa 1984, and a song called Dropout. Before that, out of New York City, Daddy Long Legs from their 2019 album Low Down Ways, and a song called Ding Dong Dang. And they will be coming into the Grog Shop on November 23rd. Very energetic and exciting live band, so go check them out. Begin the show this evening with Fu Manchu from their 2000 release, Kings of the Road, and a cover there of Devo's Freedom of Choice. Good evening to all. You are listening to Revolt Into Style here on the Summit FM. Dave Swanson, your host, with you each and every Tuesday, piling on the rock and roll action for your entertainment. Thanks to everyone for their support during the fundraising drive. And we can't thank you enough for keeping the lights on here and the power going. And just to show you our thanks, I'm going to play some Dot Wiggin Band. Who are the Dot Wiggin Band? Well, Dot Wiggin was one of the key members of the legendary group The Shags. And as I've mentioned before, whenever I've played The Shags, you either love it or hate it. And this was a solo effort put out on Alternative Tentacles Records in 2015. And this is a song called Speed Limit.
Into Style, a brief history of sounds, styles, and attitudes through the years. With your host, Dave Swanson.
Do it again, do it again.
This is Revolt Into Style on the Summit.
Do it again, do it again.
You didn't think that it was wrong. And now you have to say so long. Since then I count the days, the moments far away, you're gone. You wouldn't compromise your ways. And now they've taken you away. No regrets, you didn't care. You didn't even say your prayers so long. Girl, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Electrocution girl, oh yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
talking the love of friends, the human bond that never ends. And now it's gone away for good. Oh no! Electrocution was the price. They made you pay for your mistake. The years go passing by, and now you're gonna die. So long!
right there from 1967. That was the B-side of a single called The Flower Children. And that was a song called Out of the Picture. And the woman singing there was Marcia Strassman, who is possibly better known to people as Mrs. Cotter from the Welcome Back Cotter television series. She had a handful of singles out on the Uni label in the late 1960s, and that was one of them there, Out of the Picture. Before that, Iron Butterfly from their Heavy album, their debut from 1968, recorded in 67, and Unconscious Power. Husker Du from Zen Arcade, 1984, did Pink Turns to Blue, and there is a phenomenal new live package just released. Comes on vinyl in various forms and on CD. And it's a bunch of live recordings from 1985. They were just at the peak of their power. And I saw them many times back then, but it's just not a band I have listened to regularly over the years. So in hearing this, it reminded me just how great they were, especially live. And the newly released collection proves that with recordings from a couple different shows. The one in particular is just amazing quality, and they just rip it up. So if you're a Husker Du fan, check that out. It's on the Numero Group label, and it is called 1985, The Miracle Year. So, it's something. Before that, from 1987, we had the Angry Samoans and Electrocution. Started that set out with the Dot Wiggin Band and Speed Limit. This is Per Ubu from the Worlds in Collision album, 1990, and Mirror Man.
Long be like You're just a little too smart for a big dumb town.
Thank you. murder is killing its youth. America, America is killing its youth. Chris Ryder. Chris Ryder.
Mostly forgotten track there from 1966, Chuck Berry and Ramona Say Yes. A lot of those guys from the 50s just kept going and often hit pay dirt with some good material, but was just ignored, and that being one of them there. Before that, Suicide from their debut album 1977 on Red Star Records, Ghost Rider. It's Stan Ridgway, former Wall of Voodoo frontman, from his Black Diamond album from 1996. And Big Dumb Town was the name of the song. Mr. Ridgway, an American treasure for sure. Began with Pear Ubu and Mirror Man. I hope everyone in listening range here is having a wonderful evening. And I got one little blast of music for you. I'm going to start it out with the Heartbreakers. The Johnny Thunders Heartbreakers, not the Tom Petty Heartbreakers. Though both are quite fine combos. This is Born to Lose.
We'll be right back.
This is Revolt into Style.
I have made several experiments, and I have come to this conclusion.
You're listening to The Summit with your host, Dave Swanson.
She says she loves you.
Yeah!
Yeah? Yeah. She loves you.
Yeah!
Yeah! Yeah!
Revolt into Style on The Summit FM.
Yeah!
From their Dr. Birds and Mr. Hyde album, 1969, that was the Birds and Bad Night at the Whiskey. Another case of a band who just kept making great records, and they had fallen out of the public consciousness at the time. But there's a lot of great stuff in that second half of the 60s recordings. Before that, Barclay James Harvest from their debut album from 1970 and Taking Some Time On. Began that set with The Heartbreakers from the classic LAMF album and Born to Lose. And that, my people, will wrap up the program for this evening. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope it got you moving and or grooving. And we'll meet you here next time.
Sometimes love voice and my lips and my funk inside. Gonna stage an intervention.
was the Valentines from 1970. A song called Breakaway. Before that, Grant Green from 1971 did The Final Come Down. Had Bette Smith with the title track of her most recent album, came out last year, called Good Thing. Began with The Inspirations from 1969 and Tighten Up. You are tuned in to Positively Soul Street here on the Summit FM. My name is Dave Swanson, your host for this program. Heard every Tuesday from 8 to 9 p.m. Digging deep for some classic soul, funk, reggae, jazz, etc. Kind of all mixed into one stew for you. Going to continue on right now from 1959. Mickey Baker and a song called Whistle Stop.
Time. Yeah, you do. me sad all night long, all night long. Don't do a thing, keep me worried all the time. Yes, he do. Yes, sad all night long. Keep me worried all the time. Thinking, thinking, Lord, Lane, I think. Must I kill that woman? God knows. Kill that woman. Lord, I get down on my knees. Yes, yes. Yes, tell me God forgive me. Yeah, for most of the things you do. Yes, yes, yes. That's the case now, people. God knows. Kill that woman, God knows. And drop down on my knees.
If it moves and grooves, it's here on Positively Soul Street. Dave Swanson digs deep in the crates to bring a stew of vintage hits, rarities, and deep tracks. Soul, funk, R&B, reggae, blues, jazz. All simmered to perfection. Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. here on thesummit.fm.
Herbie Mann right there with Memphis Underground from 1969. Before that, from 1949, John Lee Hooker and I'm Gonna Kill That Woman. Began with Mickey Baker and Whistle Stop from 1959. So he had 49, 59, 69. Unintentionally rounding things out there. You are at Positively Soul Street here on this Tuesday evening with Booker T and the MGs. This is Heads or Tails.
Thank you. Sad, but it's true. You want me with- ever been told.
From 1966, that was James Carr and Pouring Water on a Drowning Man. Gang of Four from their Songs of the Free album. 1982, Did I Love a Man in Uniform? New York Combo ESG before that from 1983. And Dance. And that was a short-lived group that sort of... Their legacy kept going via sampling over the years. And it's very minimalistic funk, dance. I don't know whatever else you feel like labeling it, but very interesting stuff there. Bands like Bush Tetras and Pylon sort of doing the same thing at the same time, but each with their own unique style. Began with Booker T and the MGs from 1968 and Heads or Tails. One last blast of music for you on this program tonight. Gonna start it out from 1967 with Freddie Scott and Are You Lonely For Me, Baby?
Try
I was born in a city that they call the Windy City. They call it the Windy City because of the Hawk. The Hawk, the almighty Hawk, Mr. Wind, takes care of plenty of business around wintertime. The place that I lived in was on a street that happened to be one of the dead-end streets, where there was nothing to block the wind, the elements, nothing to buffer them for me, to keep them from knocking my bed down, Jim. I mean, really socking it to me. When the boiler would bust and the heat was gone, Jim, I had to get fully dressed before I could go to bed. Of course, I couldn't put on my goulashes because they had buckles on them, and my folks didn't play that. They said, don't you tear up my bed clothes with some goulashes on. But I was fortunate. As soon as I was big enough to get a job and save enough money, get a ticket, catch anything, I split. I said, one day I'm gonna return, and I'm gonna straighten it all out. And I'm about ready to go back now. So I thought I'd tell you about it. They say this is a big, rich town, but I live in the poorest part. I know I'm on a dead-end street in a city without a heart. I learned to fight before I was six. The only way I could get along. When you're raised on a dead-end street, you gotta strong. Now all the guys are no getting in trouble, that's how it's always been. When the odds are all against you, how can you win? Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, Lord, yeah. I'm gonna push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. But I'm gonna get off this dead-end street, and I ain't never gonna come back again. Never. No, no, no. Oh. And I, yeah. I'm gonna push my way out of here, even though I can't say when. Well, I'm gonna get off of this dead-end street, and I ain't gonna never come back again. No, 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 I ain't gonna come back to this dead-end street no more. No, 'cause I'm gonna get me a job. I'm gonna save my dough, get away from here. I ain't gonna come back no more. I'm tired of a dead-end street. I wanna get out in the world and learn something. Gotta break it up back. I wanna start.
A classic there from Lou Rawls from 1967, Dead End Street. Before that, Aretha Franklin did Sweet Sweet Baby Since You've Been Gone from the Lady Soul album from 1968. Howard Tate on the Verve label did Stop. Started out with Freddie Scott and Are You Lonely For Me, Baby. And that will put a wrap on tonight's Positively Soul Street. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you'll come back next time. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you soon.
Son. Sunday cold.
Is it true you bought a cat?
Yes, to make my baby a Sunday hat. Because I killed him with my bare hand.
Now, let me add, this coat's gonna take about a 2-bar reset.
Why did he call you King of Rock and Roll?
DJ say I got so much soul.
Is it true that the women faint?
Well, some of them do. And some of them came.
Why do the women bow at your feet?
Just to hear me holler, hey, Bo Diddley.
One more question before you go.
Well, what else, Joey, would you like to know?
Is it true you bought a Cadillac?
Well, the sign is coming to get back.
Why, this case finds Bo Diddley not guilty. Case dismissed.